Tonight we're going to start Adonai Olam. It begins Adonai Olam Asher Malach. Adon is the master, Olam of the world, of the universe. Asher Malach, who Malach, a lashon of Malchus, who reigned. B'terem kol yitzir nivra, before, B'terem means before, kol yitzir nivra, any form was created. We're just going to read a little bit and then we're going to go back. Le'eis nasa, b'cheftzai kol, at the time of creation, b'cheftzai, when his will kol all things, azai melech shemay nikra, then melech, king, shemay nikra, he was called. His name, shemay, his name, nikra, he was proclaimed. So it was at the time when his will created all things, then as he was given the name, he was called, the Rosh was called the name Melech. This is the opening tefillah. Matayvu, we said, is we're supposed to say when you're walking into the Beis HaKnesses. And this is the very first tefillah a person is supposed to say, Pashtus, when he comes in. It seems like there used to be a minig that they used to end with Adonai Olam as well. At the very end of davening, they used to end with Adonai Olam, which is now not the minig. Most places, all places well, I've ever davened.
Shabbos,
you
know,
huh?
Shabbos.
Some places that they sing Adonai Olam after Shabbos, I think, and they do it very specifically on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Yom Ne'erim. There, I've seen it done, but it seems that they used to do it every single day. Let's start with the Siach Yitzchok. Cause of the Sefer Magid Tzedek, Mashiteknu b'tchila Adonai Olam, that they were misakin that the very first tefillah should be Adonai Olam. Meharoy ha'yulaim melech olam. What did it say? Adonai Olam Asher Malach. Adonai means a master, who the master of the universe. Asher Malach, who reigned. Why didn't it say melech olam Asher Malach? He's the king of the universe. Melech olam. What's the difference? Why are we saying we're talking about Malchus, the lashon of Asher Malach? It would seem to make more sense. He's saying to say is Melech Olam. He, Baruch Shalom, is the king of the universe, which is correct. V'chein b'tchilas ha'tfila tikn leimar Hashem alav dalav nun yud sfasai tiftach v'kavon achas lahem. He says when before you start Shemini Esrei, we say Alav Dalav Nun Yud, which is again the same lashon of Adon, of Adnus, of Master. We say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Ufi Yageti Ozecha. Why do we specifically use the lashon of Adon over here, Adon Olam, and Hashem, the same lashon of Adnus, Alav Dalav Nun Yud, right before we start actual Tefillah of Shemini Esrei? V'hu Apimad Isib Mesechtes Tomid. He gives man shchitas atomid. When it came time to shecht the carbon tomid, Amar lahem amamuna, the appointed one said, "Tzu uru megiyas man shchita haraya oimer berkoi hayir pnei mizrach atche v'chaven ruimer hein." It is a carbon tomid in the morning and the evening. When is the chiyuv of the carbon tomid in the morning? As soon as it gets light. Daytime. That's when the carbon tomid is. He used to send someone out, and instead he used to go all the way to Chevron to check if it's light there. Question is why did he have to go all the way to Chevron? That's what it says in Tomid. Why did he have to go all the way to Chevron? Why didn't you look outside your own window? Why didn't he look over there by the Beis Hamikdash? Why go to Chevron? And he said, yeah. And therefore then, okay, time to bring the carbon tomid. And why did he have to ask? Did it light up all the way in Chevron? Because Avraham Avinu was buried in Chevron, and by mentioning Chevron, it's going to have a zikaron, and we're going to have a zechus of Avraham Avinu. At the beginning, when we start Avoida, over there it was the Shchitas HaTamid, the carbon Tamid. Over here, by us, nowadays that we, Nebuch, don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we daven, that's the Avoida. We start off with the Schus of Avraham Avinu. It would seem there's no reason except to be megalgal to a rolling that we should have the haskaris avram. When it says, we said this already, when we say, when we start off, we said, some say that, some don't say that, that was a pasuk from Bilam. And then it says, that already was said by David HaMelech. And Vani Bereiv Chazdecha, what's Bereiv Chazdecha? It's a reference to Avraham Avinu, we said. And we said Yitzchak and Yaakov for further, but the Chesed was Avraham Avinu, because we start off with Avraham Avinu. That's everything beginning is Chus of Avraham Avinu. Nulachain is Chachmu Gam Kein, Upasru Seyda Avoy Dezu Tvila Bo Adoin Eilam. And Gam Ba'Hashem Sot Tiftach. Why? Kedei Lahaski is Chus Avraham. To remind us of the Schus Avram. How does it say Schus Avram? Ruhuk Maim Chazal. And like Maim Chazal, it says in the Gemara in Brachas and Av Zayin Amud Beis, Miyoyim Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esei Lomoy, from the time that the Baruch Shalom, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Lehoyim Yishikari HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin. There was no one that called the Baruch Shalom with the title of Adoin, the Master, Ad Avram. Avram Avinu was the very first person to ever call the Rabbanu Shalom by the name of Adoin, and therefore we start at the very beginning of Tefillah the same way the Karban Tamid by the Shechita, they before they shechted it to know if they said, oh, is it light in Chevron? Why Chevron to have Mimagalgal's Chus Avraham Avinu? So too we say Adoin Olam. You're really right, he's saying. You really should have started off Melech Olam. The Rabbanu Shalom is the king of the world. Hashem Molach, that would make more sense. If we start off specifically Adoin, the same reason why we say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, before we start the entire davening, before we start the actual tefillah of Shemini Esrei, we want to mention the schus of Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu was the very first one to have, to call the Baruch Hashem the title Adoin, and therefore we're automatically going to, we should be thinking, oh, Adoin, what's Adoin? Avraham, we got that title to, for the Baruch Hashem from Avraham Avinu. Shenema, Hashem Alikim Amoida, he asked, Avraham Avinu said, well, what am I going to know that you're going to, that we're going to, my children are going to yashin the land? It was questions over there that then the Avraham Avinu was scared that Klai saw his children would do chatah, maybe they wouldn't be there. The Rosh Hashem said, you don't have to worry. But after Neil, then in Elbus, was Avraham Shinemar, Vatosh Malikin, Alfilas, Avdech, Laman Hashem. Laman Chami Borele, Laman Avraham Shekaracha Odin. Daniel was saved also in the shame of Hashem of Adoin from Avraham Avinu. He liked this pshat and he praised this pshat. The Vilna Goyin. So Avraham Avinu was the very first one to give the Baruch Hashem title Adoin. Okay? Let's delve a little bit into that topic. It said in the Marsha, what is the Milo, what is this thing? Okay, the Mara says that, oh, Avraham Avinu, he was the first one to call the Baruch Shalom Adoin Master. Beautiful. And therefore what? Why is that better or different than the other titles of the Baruch Shalom? So the Mara explains that until that point in time, until Avraham Avinu has said, gave the Baruch Shalom title of Hashem, of Adnos, of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it was the Baruch Hashem was in the status of Havaya. What does that mean? That means is that the Baruch Hashem was here. Haya Haya Vaviyya. That's what the Yud Kei Vav Kei is. Haya Haya Vaviyya. He was, he is, and will be forever. But he says that Avraham Avinu was adding that not only that he's around, the Baruch Hashem was here, he is here, and will be here. But taking it to the next level of Adoin, he's the master of the world. The Rabbeinu Shalom has the koyach to change anything in the world. He could change things in the heavenly spheres, and he could change things down there. That's what the Mashal is. That's what Avraham Avinu was adding to the name, giving the Rabbeinu Shalom the title of Adoin. The Tzlach, he explains that, what do people think? People thought that, yeah, they didn't believe in a Big Bang Theory per se. They didn't believe in Narishkeit and like that. They said, no, the Rabbeinu Hashem is a God who created this world. It's the only thing possible. A God created this world. Who? The God, the one God. But you know what happened? He created the world, And then he went on to do other things, you know. They get involved in the project, they start a project, and then they walk away. So God created the world, and he's still around, he's here somewhere, but he's not really involved over here. He has nothing to do with this world. And that's why Avraham said, no, you're making a big mistake. Adai, the Rebbeinu Shem is the master over the world. He controls everything. He's here. This Hashgacha Pratis, he knows every detail. Then Yeshua says, very interesting. He says, a twist. He says, if not for Avraham Avinu calling the Rebbeinu Shem by the title of Adai, it would have been us to call the Rebbeinu Shem Adai. Why? What would be wrong with the title Adin? He says, because a master generally, and you have a master means that he has slaves, and he needs his slaves. A master needs his slaves. He can't do all the work. You have a master, he has fields, and he needs help. So he needs his slaves. He says, Chas v'shalom, that the Rebbeinu Shel needs have Adin. Rebbeinu Shel doesn't need anybody. He doesn't need us. So, really, maybe there'd be a problem with saying Adain. In other words, if Avraham Avinu would never have called the Rebbeinu Shel Adain, we couldn't today, someone couldn't say, oh, you know what? I'm going to call God the master of the world. It's a little bit of a problem because it looks like the Rebbeinu Shel needs us. The reason why Avraham Avinu called the Rebbeinu Shel Adain was Chas v'Shalom, again, not to point out that the general characteristics of an Adain, that he does need his slaves, but rather that one point that we discussed, and that the Rebbeinu Shel is the master over the world, not the part that he needs a slave, but the other part. You have to only look at the part when we're saying Adoin. When we talk about the Rebbeinu Shel as a master, it's just that he's in control of everything and anything in this world, not that he needs us, because Chas v'Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shel doesn't need us. Says in Bereishis Rabbah, Lamed Tes Aleph, Rabbi Yitzchak gave a mashal. He said, "There's a bira be'esh." He says you have a palace, and you walk by the palace, and there's a fire burning, and you see there's no one putting out the fire. There's no fire trucks. There's nothing going on. Avraham Avinu Cain walked by this bira. He walked by this palace that was on fire, and he says, "Where's the balabayas? There has to be a balabayas. There can't be a big palace over here without a balabayas. Who's the owner? Where's the owner?" And it says, "His meisis menachrakim the Rebbeinu Shel came the balabayas." He looked, peeked through the slats in the house, in the palace, and he said, "I'm here. I am the master. There is a master here." What is the mashal? What is the nimshal? That Avraham Avinu realized that there's a God that's running this world. It's here. Everything is being run. It's not by happenstance. There's someone created that palace. That was the Rebbeinu Shel, and there's a fire here. The Moshe explains what was Avraham Avinu's problem. He says there's a fire burning in the palace. What does it mean? There's a fire burning in the palace. Avraham Avinu was confused. He says, "I don't understand. There's a fire burning in the palace. There is a balabais there. The Rebbeinu Shel is there." But he thought that what happened? The Rebbeinu Shel created the world. There were chatom being done in the world. There was evil people in the world. And therefore there was a fire. The God of the world, the Rebbeinu Shel, the balabayas of the palace, was allowing it to burn. He says that Avraham Avinu didn't realize until that point in time, until he came to, it wasn't when he came to the recognition. It's not like he was 3, he was 48. Avraham Avinu came to the recognition of the Rebbeinu Shel. What does that mean? That means he realized on top of everything else, that the Kifshanesh, before this Maaseh with the Medrash, about seeing the Balabira, okay? Avraham Avinu had the Maaseh with the Kifshanesh. Okay, this is going in Lech Lecha Mi'aretzecha. This whole Medrash of the palace on fire is in Parshas Lech Lecha. At the end of Parshas Noach, is it the end of Parshas Noach? Yeah. At the end of Parshas Noach, Rashi tells us that Avraham Avinu was thrown into Kifshanesh. So Avraham Avinu already believed there was a God in the world, to the extent that he was ready to make a nefesh and allow himself to be thrown into the fire. So what does that mean that he wasn't sure if there was a master, he had a question. So he explains, the Shem Yishmul explains that he didn't believe there was Hashgacha Pratis in the Goyim. He thought, if someone is evil, the Rebbeinu Shel says, "I'm not looking at you." You don't. You're an evil person. You go against my will. You don't believe that I run the world. I'm not looking at you. I don't need you, like we said. I'm not looking at you. Such a shame with Shmuel. Avraham Avinu realized, no, the Baruch Hashem looks at everything. Even as Chas Hashem, you have a Russian, evil person. And it says, we can see by Acha, we see that they were evil, but they had Achdus. There are times that even if you cry out to the Baruch Hashem, and you acknowledge the Baruch Hashem, even though you're evil, and you're Russia, the Baruch Hashem's like, Racha brought this on every little thing. Tzadikim, Rishon, on everything. And it says in the Mayim Beis HaSheva, from Shimon Schwab, Hashem hu yoda b'shem melech. Melech lo yoda kol anoshim, aval adon yoda kol avav. What is the concept of why does he have to be called, what's this haysafa, this addition of being called an adon, a master? He says that when you have a king of a land is hundreds of thousands of people, or even thousands of people, he doesn't know his constituents. He's a king. You have a president, President of the United States. He doesn't know 99.9999% of the population. He's the president. He has no shaykhs. He says, but a master, that generally, when you have a master, he knows his slaves. He needs his slaves. The slaves are the ones talking about a general or a concept of a master. The master has X amount of slaves who work on his property and help him out and take care of whatever he needs. He knows who they are. The Adon that Avraham Avinu called the Ribono Shel Olam by the name of Adon was to have that special connection. We're not just constituents of the Ribono Shel Olam that, yeah, he might not know us, unless you're a very important person, unless you make it into the cabinet, he doesn't know who you are. But the Ribono Shel Olam has a personal connection with each and every one of us. That's the Hashafa of Adon, which is amazing. And we really can learn from this whole concept of Adon that we have to work on that connection that we do have. We start off davening. Adon Olam Asher Malach. Adon, the Ribono Shel Olam is the master of the world. What does that mean? We have a connection. We have a connection. It's unbelievable. That's how we start off davening. You have to realize that connection. It says in the Shem Shafel Hirsch, he says that by Adon, when we say the word Adon, we recall to ourselves the independent nature of his essence and of his greatness. And keeps on going. His nitzchius and his yichud, his uniqueness, his infinity and his majesty, his royimus. He says, remembering all of this, we are confident that this one and unique being, the Ribono Shel Olam, through his glory, though his glory is infinite, is still so very near. That each one of us can call the Ribono Shel Olam his very own Hashem. He's the Ribono Shel Olam is the sole source of life and strength of everybody. That's what we're supposed to be thinking when we say the word Adon. It says in Rav Shimon Schwab, he says, Shemati mi Mei Rebbe Harav Raya Zatzal Shashalom Mei Oviv Mei Rebbe Mei Rebbe Shalom Yizalim Braya Shepam She'ilu Yedidei Hagoy Rav Shimon Sefer Zatzal Abez in Krakow, who is the Ben Achsam Sefer, Sheyemele Eze Mili Ma'al Yisar B'Shem Chomov Moron Rav Sham Shom Afar Hirsch. He used to say beautiful words, lofty words, in the name of his father-in-law, Rav Sham Shom Afar Hirsch. Va'analoi, Sha'achelek Arishin Sha'adon Eilam, the first part of Adon Eilam, Maflik B'Raymimis Akeel Ugdulasei, it gives over the reignness, the majesty, and the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam. Who haya haiva v'yir b'sifara. He is, and he will be in his glory. Va'ahaka in his splendor, tefera. Va'ahaka v'aymim v'hu. And then they say, Ben Elam Hashem Malach, v'terem kol yitzir, v'na leisim t'chav v'chazifah, azayim al shumay nikra. Okay, va'ahaka reik yichlois akol, v'adenachan v'hu haya v'hu haya v'hu haya b'sifara, v'hu haya chaz v'ein sheni, v'ham shiloy l'hach b'yra, v'li reishish, v'li sa l'ayda amisra. And now he goes on, he's saying on this whole thing, but then he goes on, V'hu keli. What does it mean, V'hu keli? He says, V'hu ha'adir v'anizga b'li reishit v'tachlis. This being, the Ribono Shel Olam, doesn't have a beginning, doesn't have an end, he's here, he was always here, he's always never leaving. Keli, he's my God. Aside from the fact that he's the master of the world, we start off Adon Olam, he's the master of the entire world, and then the key words are Vuhu Keli. the master of the entire world, is also my God. I have a direct connection. I have a direct connection with him. The smallest of the small can cry out to the Baruch Shalom and he will answer him. He takes care of all inyanim, batzrachim, haparatim, shechal yachin, v'yachin, each and every individual. And this is what the Hakdama is of Tefillah. Shalom Mispalo Ladas. Every person that's davening has to know. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Yesh Shaitas Pratasimoy. He has a specific, he's looking at you. It's not that, oh, you go to the president, there's 10,000 people coming to the president, all davening, or to the king, and they all throw papers at him, or whatever it is, for a personal request. He doesn't know, there's no direct connection. No, there's direct connection. And is asked, how can I have kavanah? You won't know how you can have kavanah when you daven. The first thing is you have to learn how to have kavanah when the word of Baruch Ata Hashem. You have to learn it, understand what you're saying. He says, I'm a nobody. Can you imagine you go to Baruch Hashem and say, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. Who are you? Who am I? I'm going to God, to the Baruch Hashem, and I'm saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, a chutzpah. Nirke chutzpah, klapi maila, shebei yishvela kamayni. I'm shebei yishvela. Gush hurts me off of vapor. I'm from dirt. I'm nothing. Yigash levagish devorim, can tantim mimelach malach and lochem, I'm coming to ask the Baruch Hashem all my needs. Really? They say that I heard this from a Verizon. He said many years ago Moshe Feinstein was in camp. And he went to camp, he was the a lot of the Gedalim, they go to the camps to be Mechazik, the kids, and children went over to Moshe, they wanted to ask some questions. So one kid went over to Moshe and says, am I allowed to daven in Shemini Esrei that my parents should buy me a new glove? He said, yeah, of course. What else is davening for? And you think, well, I'm going to go ask Melech Malchim. Imagine you're going to go into, like, giving to the president is really a bad example. Because the president is no shaykhus to even a king. And a king has no shaykhus to Melech Malchim Malchim Kadosh Baruch Hu. But for at least somehow that we can try to understand a little bit. You know, you're going to go to the president and you're going to say, can I have a glove? So it's almost like embarrassing. Like, that's what you're asking him for. If you have an important request, you know, can you give me $1 million or can you let the Jonathan Powell off, you know, okay, it's something big. Apparently it's very big, he doesn't want to do it. But that we can understand, but the glass very well, Moshe says, of course you can. Actually, someone else apparently asked Moshe, he says, can I daven at the Mets win? Moshe didn't answer that question. He said that Moshe sort of, he didn't say yes or no, he sort of, you know, dodged that question, didn't answer that. According to some, it could be that year, depending on if the Mets are good, maybe it's Phil Shov, if there's no Sheikhs, but okay. When we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hayom, before we start that, we have to think of the Adoin part. I say we start davening Adoin Olam Hashem Malach Adoin. The Baruch Hashem, we have that personal connection. Lachain Ayim Adoin Olam Koydim Hashina. He says you say it before you go to sleep as well. Shall call Echad Vahakish Eshel Shayches and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He goes right to Vayashay Va'Odim Shini Zetalit Madregis Ramush Aruacha Koydish Eshelus Kabbalah. This is not Aruacha Koydish. It's not Kabbalah. Asher Koruz Tzichel Yes Tivius. It's the Adam Shevidia Pshuto Shagadosh Baruch Hu Barani. The Baruch Hashem created me. Who are noisily tamed Chias Chadasha. He's constantly giving me Chias that I'm alive. The Koyach Hamashav Aniroya. But all Shem in Mekushim Ways Baruch Yosim Yikasher Ered Adonai. I have a stronger connection to the Baruch Hashem than a slave to a master.
Like
Person is just even said the word Baruch Ata Hashem. Hariyagia aleinu to elas me'ashir iyun tefila v'niyam me'orchem perasim v'al mazer v'karen kesam v'al. You'll have a new understanding of tefila. I was just realizing this part, that how do we have the chutzpah to go and say Baruch Ata Hashem? Who are we? It doesn't make sense. So that's what the Baruch Hashem wants. We should go ask him for a baseball glove. We should go ask him for our needs. I heard a story, I don't remember, not a story, it's a true, I think it was someone overheard, Yosham Shmuel Fel Hirsch, when he was saying Adonai Elam, he was davening, and he said Adonai Elam, and he saw that he was going through, and all of a sudden he goes, Eloi Oizam Zeb, okay! And he started crying, and he couldn't, and he said it again, and again, and he started crying. To think about those words, that this is a direct connection. It's not just we're davening to a God, we're not davening to the Noach Malchim Malchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Much greater than that, we're davening Hu Keli. He's my God. That's what we have to think. As an introduction to davening, the very first thing we say is Adoin Elom Asher Malach. Adoin, we have to remember this Chus of Avraham Avinu. And what was the godless of Avraham Avinu calling the Baruch Shalom Adoin? We said a few different Peshatim. But we have to take with us of the Adoin, of the Ribbono Shel Olam being the master, is that there's a direct connection. Like we said, the master knows his slaves, he knows his servants. We are servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and there's a direct connection.